Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, December 9th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Preparing a message today that is a bit unusual, as well as actually the next couple days, but they remind us of God's providential ways. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and our intent, once again, this rather overcast Tuesday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, is to encourage you. Today's message is titled, simply, Tamar. The scripture text is from the genealogy of our Lord, Matthew chapter 1, verse 3.
Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez, the father of Hezron, Hezron, the father of Ram.
Well, Brooksine gets a lot of comments about her name. Actually, it's a hybrid name her mother came up with as they were hoping for a boy so they can name him Brooklyn Jr., which is Brooksine's father's name. However, they had a girl, for which I am so grateful, and named her Brooksine. She often assists new acquaintances with the unusual pronunciation by saying, like the scene of a brook, just turn it around, Brooksine. Of course, you podcast listeners are pretty used to me using her name in the message, so you probably know. Well, she gets it mispronounced a lot, though. She's got a good name, both in regard to being interesting and distinct, but much more importantly, in regard to her character.
Today, we want to consider the first of four women mentioned in Matthew's genealogy of Christ. It's not a familiar name, and we, Stephen and I, neither one have met anyone by that name, though it is still used today. The story is found in Genesis 38 and is surely one of the most sordid accounts in the biblical record. It's a story with a theme that would be in keeping with the expression, truth is stranger than fiction. Well, we won't go into the unpleasant details here, but merely sum it up by pointing out that Judah and his sons acted in a very wicked way. Tamar's pregnancy with Perez and Zerah is the result of a deceptive prostitution alliance with her father-in-law, Judah. It may be disturbing enough that such an account is way back in the genealogical record of Jesus Christ, but Matthew even calls it to our attention.
So what do we make of it? One of the outstanding evidences of the reliability of the Bible is the unvarnished record of its main characters, both men and women. Judah is one of the most familiar ancestors of Christ. In the book of Revelation, Christ is identified as, quote, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Yet Moses was inspired in Genesis to record this story, taking an entire chapter to do so, and Matthew is inspired to call our attention to it as he opens his gospel.
However, there is another thought that comes to mind when pondering this matter. God uses even the most unusual and evil situations to advance his cause. No attempt is made in the record to justify Judah or his son's actions. They are forthrightly presented as wicked.
However, that does not stop the fact that Perez and his twin brother Zerah were conceived and born as a result of that act. Surely God's ways are at times puzzling to us. The life of faith and obedience often is, but we are called to keep pressing on by faith. Perhaps there is something in your past that really is bogging you down. Remember today, God has a wonderful plan for your life, and that unusual or even sordid background is not going to stop him. Though you may have struggled with explaining how it has been used of God, it may possibly enhance your walk with him and witness to others.
Let's pray together. Father, we're so thankful that there is nothing in our past or in the future that can separate us from your love or daily provision for our lives. You provide the necessary tools to overcome the difficulties we encounter, from earliest childhood to present day, from our own actions and from the actions of others. Though the enemy seeks to disrupt our lives, pollute our minds, and sear our conscience, we will not be defeated by evil. Instead, we overcome evil with the steadfast goodness you instill in our hearts as we hold dearly to the light of your word. We say no to ungodliness and worldly passion, as we eagerly wait for our great hope in the second coming of your Son, Jesus, who will unite us with you, our Father, in heaven. Keep us faithful and ever hopeful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's a joy to share God's Word, and we admit that this is a rather unusual portion to use, but nevertheless part of the inspired Word of God, something that I believe is profitable for our lives. Our website is at dailyencouragement.net. That's our main expression over the Internet. Today we do have some beautiful photos up, specifically one taken by our friend Doris High, that she has in a collection of Amish people going to church in their horses and buggies. We have a couple of others up as well, of course, a suggested song, and some additional reflections about our desire to follow the Lord today. Thank you for listening to us. Let me also point out we have a testimony up to a friend of mine who has a very interesting testimony. And he shares it, and he's given me permission to share it. I only use his first name. But he was actually conceived as a result of his mother's rape. And his mother did choose to go ahead and have him. And he is now probably about a 35, 40-year-old businessman, doing very well, married with children, and faithfully serving the Lord. And he would tell you that life is worth living.
And, you know, it calls to mind, as I'm thinking about Matt, C. Everett Koop, when he was the...
Surgeon General,
and questioned about abortions in the event of a rape because it's a wrong kind of pregnancy. And I'll always remember his answer to that, and I hope he still holds to this today, that two wrongs do not make a right. So in spite of us not understanding how these things take place, we can't right the wrong by doing another wrong act.
Amen. Amen. Well, the day's lesson does have a bit of the pro-life theme to it, for sure. We'll be sharing more about that in mid-January when we especially recognize Right to Life Sunday. Thank you for joining us today. We do are blessed by your support of our ministry, your choosing to listen to us, and periodic feedback comments from podcast listeners, and of course many times those that read our written materials as well. Your life is valuable to God today, regardless of what's happened in the past. Be assured of that. God does have a wonderful plan for your life.